Early Edition continues here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Charlie, he's Tom, and I've got Lee from Lord's Chimney on the line because Lee, Nick in Kingwood has got a question about his chimney. Can you help us out with this?
Absolutely.
All right. He says he just moved into an older home with a gas fireplace, and he'd like to use it this winter with gas and occasionally real wood. And he's wondering, can that be done, and what kind of maintenance does he need to do before he fires it up?
Sure. The first thing you need to do, and this is what everybody needs to do before they start, is you need to have it fully inspected. Let's make sure there's nothing inside of it that's a surprise or anything that's not going to make it perform correctly.
When you say inspect it, though, Lee, you're not talking about just taking a flashlight, looking it up there. You guys do a lot more than that when you inspect one, right?
Correct. We have video cameras that actually go inside the chimney, so we're looking for any cracks, any holes, anything that lets the soot and sparks out where it's not supposed to be.
And then what?
And then what I would recommend is when our guy comes out, he's going to tell you what type of fireplace it is. Mm-hmm. Is it a wood-burning fireplace? Is it a gas-only fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
If it is a wood-burning fireplace, quite often, if there's gas in it, you can do gas or wood. The problem is switching back and forth is not convenient at all. So you pretty much need to pick one or the other.
You say it's not convenient. Expand on that. What's the difficulty of it?
Gas logs have a burner underneath them that shoots out the gas that burns. That is not designed for the heat of wood. If you use it with wood, it will warp and it will fall apart.
Ooh.
So it's really important that if you want to burn wood, set it up for wood. If you want to burn gas, set it up for gas. But going back and forth is not correct. Although, wood-burning fireplaces sometimes have something in them called a log lighter. It's like a little stick with holes. It's designed to help you light wood. So you can light the gas first, put the wood in, and then once the wood's lit, then you can turn the gas off.
So it's kind of a cheater. It's kind of like the little thing that you have in your grill to get the burners going.
Correct. And it's a good way to preheat the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you put the wood in, if it's a little wet, the smoke does go up.
All right. But the bottom line for Nick is get the fireplace inspected thoroughly. Obviously, we would recommend the Home Show Pro that Tom recommends, which is Lord's Chimney.
Sure.
And you're either going to burn wood or you're going to burn gas, but you can't go back and forth because it's a boogity bear of a mess. Don't go there.
Correct.
There you have it. See, that's why he's our Home Show Pro for chimneys. Did you hear him guessing at that at all? No, he knows what he's doing, and he can help you too. You can learn more about Lord's Chimney on our website, homeshowradio.com. Click the button right there on the homepage. Lee, thanks so much for helping us out this morning.
Hey, no problem.